This excerpt is from the book Creative Producing, A Pitch-to-Picture Guide to Movie Development by Carol Baum. Chapter 5, Script Development, page 49, Writer Do's and Don'ts. Scripts are the key to everything. If it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage, is one of the oldest truisms in showbiz. And the key to making your script as good as it can be is to love the writer. Loving the writer means respecting the work that's gone into the script. Chances are they've been agonizing over it for months, if not years. I see how often my husband Tom goes over his work, doing draft after draft, adding, deleting, reshuffling, tweaking, before giving it to an outsider. In his case, it is an agony. He's one of those lucky writers who love to write, as opposed to those who, in Dorothy Parker's phrase, hate to write but love having written. You never want to talk in development speak. Words like arc or journey mean something to actors, but when communicating with writers, avoid them like the plague. They've become such a notes cliche that most writers bridle as soon as they hear them. "What's your take?" is a poisonous phrase especially to be avoided. I learned this from my experience with Harold Pinter. One of the high points of producing is meeting your writers and getting to work with them. When Sandollar had its first look deal at Columbia, we brought them Oscar Wilde's novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray, knowing that Harold Pinter always wanted to adapt it. Columbia flew him in for a meeting. My hopes were high. Pinter, a future Nobel Prize winner, had written the scripts for three of my favorite movies. We lunched with the Columbia executive at the Bel Air Hotel. "So, Harold," said the executive, "what's your take on Dorian?" Harold sat back in his seat, looking horrified at the question. "What take? I'm doing the book." The T word ended the discussion. Should Harold have known what was expected of him? We had breakfast the next morning. Harold made it clear he was not about to do a dog and pony show for Columbia, then launched into a story about David Mamet. David sent me a draft of Glengarry Glen Ross and asked for my notes. I told him it was perfect as it was. Just mount the damn thing. I felt privileged to hear this information, but disappointed that Dorian Gray was not going to happen. Harold returned to England without a deal and copied me on an angry letter to the Columbia exec, wondering why they wasted his time, why they didn't trust him enough to hire him without a song and dance. He let the executive know he wouldn't be working with Columbia anytime soon, then added a line about how much he enjoyed his time with Carol Baum. Sometimes your heroes say just what you want to hear. On my Greta Garbo project, I met with a writer for over an hour. After the meeting, the junior producer called the writer's agent and asked that she provide a take. "What was I talking about for an hour?" the writer asked, "if not my thoughts on the material?" Always show the writer appreciation and respect. Often, you'll be the only one. Don't tell the writer they're part of a lineup. If the writer knows you're talking to a bunch of other writers, they may drop out. Competition is part of the game, but you need to take everyone's sensitivities into account. You wouldn't tell a date you're playing the field. There isn't a writer alive who likes mammoth studio notes, so don't make your own notes too long. If you're working for a company that demands 10 pages of notes, don't turn it into a master's thesis. Keep the notes as economical as you can. See the appendix for an example. Don't ever ask writers to do a page one rewrite or completely rethink their concept. No good ever comes of this. Would you like if someone told you to throw out everything you've worked on and start over? It happens to producers, but don't let it ever happen to your writers. Always start with a compliment. Find something you like about the script and expand on it. Will writers see through you? Probably. Do it anyway. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Don't just state the problem. Offer solutions. Don't say vague things like, strengthen the characters. Make it funnier. It needs more drive. Be specific as you can, but don't usurp the writer. respect the writer's choices. What was your intention here? Is a better thing to say than, I don't like this part. Know what you're talking about. Before you type a single note, hone in on the script's strengths and weaknesses. You may have to reread the script a couple of times to get your thoughts in order. Here are the questions to consider. 1. Are the characters well-defined? Can you tell them apart? 2. Are the conflicts between the characters vividly dramatized? Are there enough obstacles to what they want? How can the conflicts be intensified? 3. Does the plot have momentum? Are we getting bogged down in any act? Where does it advance and where does it plateau? 4. Are there anachronisms in the dialogue? Is the dialogue age appropriate? 5. Is the tone clear or is it all over the lot? If it's a genre piece, is it following the time-honored rules of the genre? 6. What's the script trying to say? Is the plot helping to deliver the theme? Writers are always asked what their script is about. You need to get on the same page with them on this crucial point. Address as many of these issues as you can, but not all at once. Don't overwhelm the writer. 4 or 5 ideas on the first round should improve the script. After the revision, give another 4. Avoid giving line notes. Writers can get noted out if you give too many suggestions. They stop trying to make the script better and end up taking dictation. A writer I know got so fed up with doing the notes, the only change he made on the next draft was to change the margins. The producer loved the rewrite. I think we finally got it. Don't overdevelop. There's a limit to how malleable a writer can be. That's why writers get replaced. Too many rewrites by the same writer, you risk losing the charm of the first draft. Be on the writer's side. If a conflict arises with a studio, try to stick up for the writer. Other writers will thank you for it. If the buyer's proposed change is going to eviscerate the story, fight against it. Be alert to the good suggestion, the sort of adjustment that turned Pretty Woman from a problematic drama into a hit comedy. Be loyal to the writer, but don't lose objectivity. You need to understand what makes your story tick in order to decide how much you're willing to compromise to get it made. You may run into some resentment no matter what. When I was in New York working for the producer circle, a friend slipped me a copy of Stephen King's novel The Shine, later changed for obvious reasons to The Shining. I'd loved King's first novel, Carrie. Brian De Palma's adaptation was in production at the time. I loved the new book too and convinced the producer circle to step up. They paid a whopping $350,000 for the option, then laid it off at Warner Brothers. Up till that time, I'd gotten along well with writers. King was a major exception. He gave me a hard time. His contract said he got to write the first adaptation. Film companies don't like authors to adapt their own material, and King was a classic example. He transcribed his novel, failed to cut the extraneous material, and turned an unfilmable 200-page script. I gave him my notes. He hated them, refused to listen to the slightest criticism. His wife called me the hussy from New York. I felt double-teamed. King wanted to bypass me and deal with my bosses. They had zero interest in reading his script. Just tell him you don't like it, they said. He already knows. Well, there you are. Warner's was never going to use it anyway. Had I overstepped with Stephen King? I was new to the game at the time and resolved to be more careful in the future. When offering criticism, read over your notes. Writers can be fragile flowers. Thank you for listening to Creative Producing, a Pitch to Picture Guide to Movie Development by Carol Baum with Tom Baum. It is available right now wherever you get your books, and I hope you get this wonderful book by Carol. Make sure to listen to the special bonus episode with Carol Baum all about pitching your film. Until next time, thanks for listening to Mentors on the Mic podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Mentors on the Mic. If you enjoyed the episode, please share it with a friend in entertainment you know would love it. Let me know what you've learned or what stayed with you on our Instagram at Mentors on the Mic. I love reading your messages. You can also find me at Michelle Simone Miller on Instagram. On both accounts, I'll be sharing even more information about our mentors. Talk to someone about what you learned today who would really appreciate it and send them the episode. Also, if you love the show, please go ahead and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It really makes a huge difference in growing this. It makes it easier for people to find our podcast, and I love reading your reviews. So thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.